looking forward to 2005, I was in Iraq in Bakuba, in Diyala province. And my role there was mainly to work governance issues, election issues. But one of the issues that fell into our lap as a commander out there was agriculture issues.
That's Colonel Richard Seeley, commander of the 431st Civil Affairs Battalion of the U.S. Army Reserve that's headquartered in North Little Rock.
The problem we had in Iraq was the date crop in Diyala province was at risk of getting totally destroyed because the Iraqi government wasn't able to do the pesticide spraying for a few years in a row. And what the ministry was telling us was that if they had gone one more year without spraying, it would completely destroy the crop. And that became a security issue for us because right now at the time we had about 3,000 or 4,000 farmers that were for the most part pro-Iraqi government, pro-coalition forces. But if the government didn't step up and do the pesticide spraying like they were planning to, then you would have about 3,000 or 4,000 farmers decide, you know, maybe the insurgency is a better way to go since the government's not doing anything for us.
That experience inspired Seeley to bring 45 members of his battalion to the University of Arkansas's Pauline Whitaker Animal Science Center to provide them with training in basic agricultural practices and techniques that will come in handy whenever and wherever the soldiers are deployed. The civil affairs forces in the U.S. Army get involved in a wide variety of operations that range from governance issues in host nations to providing worldwide support to governments and non-governmental organizations in their peacekeeping and humanitarian missions. The 431st Civil Affairs Battalion is headquartered in North Little Rock, but has two companies in Millington, Tennessee. The soldiers for this training program are anywhere from 18 to close to 40 years of age. Colonel Seeley says these soldiers in the civil affairs forces have special skill sets that help them carry out their missions effectively.
These are smart folks here. They're required to have a higher entrance score when on the aptitude test that you take to get into the Army in the first place. They're very culturally aware. One of the things I alluded to before, we study foreign languages. We learn about the cultures that we're going to be operating in. Some of the civilian skill sets that these soldiers here bring to the table are amazing. I've got firefighters, law enforcement people. I've got one soldier who, as a civilian, is an expert in GIS technology, which is critical to have when you're doing disaster relief overseas.
According to Dr. Dustin Clark, Interim Associate Director of the Center of Excellence for Poultry Science, UA System Division of Agriculture, the university was approached by the U.S. Army Reserve Civil Affairs Forces to train these soldiers about a year ago.
They'd heard about what we'd done with the Arkansas National Guard. We had done a training also with the Oklahoma National Guard as well, previous to this. So we sat down with Colonel Seeley, talked about the topics, what we could do, what topics we could eliminate based on the training, going from 5 days to 3 days, and then we changed it to four. So we sat down and looked at that, developed that. He sent that in, got that approved. We made some modifications, and this came into being.
Colonel Seeley says the goal of the training was not to make subject matter experts out of these soldiers.
And they're under no illusion that when they get done with this 3-4 day training that they're going to come back to North Little Rock and know everything there is to know about agriculture. But what they are going to bring back are general principles of agriculture that are applicable to anywhere you go in the world.
Dr. Clark says the training program is covering a multitude of topics.
We talk about animal production, such as beef production, poultry production. We talk about plant diseases, plant vegetable and plant production, fruit production, soil fertility, water conservation and irrigation, beekeeping, which has been very popular over there. They'll also be doing some laboratories going out looking at the actual fruit, small grain storage. What else have we got? And then how to form a cooperative, which is very important so that they can develop some markets in that area.
Battalion members will also receive CDs with presentations and study material used during this training program, plus contact information of faculty members from the university. The training started yesterday morning and is scheduled to end Thursday evening. So is 4 days enough to cover so many topics?
We can cover a lot. These are the 4 days training are long days. We have done training in the past that was 5 days. This originally was going to be 3 and then became 4 days. It's a combination of lectures, it's a combination laboratories, and then some tours where they're going to be out touring some actual commercial farms to see how to have the interest there and to see how we do it here in this country. Then when they get over there, they're going to have to use the basic information we've given them, and then they'll have the information and experience from seeing the commercial farms and develop something kind of in between based on their resources.
Dr. Clark says he hopes the soldiers will leave with a basic understanding of agricultural practices and techniques that can be put to use anywhere in the world.
What we hope is that we have a very informative program and an enjoyable program for them to go through. We hope that they will leave here with a basic understanding of the principles of agricultural production so that they can, when they get to Afghanistan or any other country they may deploy to, so they will have that understanding and know that they can also ask us questions and contact us, and we can help them to make any changes they need.
Colonel Seeley says, in the end, it's important that whenever his soldiers are overseas, they project American values and develop friendships through their work.
You know, they're very down to earth with the people. They will share their experiences and share their experiences. And I think at the end of the day, you realize that you're really not that different. You know, your governments may have different agendas and different policies, but at the end of the day, I think, a mother is still going to cry for her son if she's killed, regardless if she's in Africa or the Mideast or Asia or anywhere. And I think that, you know, people for the most part want very similar things, be able to live their lives in peace and security and provide for their families. And I think that's one of the things that people see from our soldiers when they're over there.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.